Greyhound trainer Brendan Purcell at his night in Hobart. Brendan took four there, 2 wins and 2 seconds. Good result.
Yeah, it was, Pete. Yeah, it's always good when they run consistent. And a couple of them won, and like I said, they're very consistent, so that's all they can do.
In the first race, I've got you. Jumped and ran and just too strong for them.
Yeah, well, she's... I actually gave her a bit of a hope last night, even though she was good odds, because she's had... Last three runs have been real good, just with no luck. She's sort of it's causing herself. She's not jumping that good. And last night she finally did jump, and yeah, so she's sort of getting stronger with every run she does. So hopefully she'll keep on improving.
Her time was okay too.
Yeah, I was a bit shocked actually on the time, but sometimes the first race they can, the track's pretty good and they can run a bit of time. But yeah, no, she was, I think she was the second fastest of the night.
If she continues to have those sort of box manners, you would expect her to go through the grades?
Yeah, you would after that. She's a good trier. That's the main thing. And them sort of dogs, if they keep stay sound and keep sort of jumping, well, they're always going to be up there and they'll win their share of races.
Okay. And one that I know that you would have been thrilled about winning was One Man Army. This one's owned by your son, Blake. And was a terrific win to run down Buckle Up Sharky.
Yeah, it was, because he's actually going pretty good, Buckle Up Sharky, since Leon Brasnov had him. He seems to have found a couple more gears. And yeah, I was a bit worried halfway up the straight. I thought he might be able to run him down, but yeah, but he eventually did. So, yeah, but he's a sort of dog. He's a slow beginner and needs a little bit of luck and to get through him, and he seems to finish off good all the time. So.
All right, in the seventh race, Despicable Craig, he was going for 3 wins from 4 starts, and he finished up running second, but not disgraced by any means.
No, he sort of, he's a bit prone to miss a start too, and he missed it again. And I think the 6 or the 9 checked him around the last turn, around the turn, and yeah, probably put him back another 2 or 3 lengths, and probably. Could have told the story, but yeah, he's finished on well. He's going okay.
All right, Baines Lane ran second to Senior Slammer, and there's no disgrace in that because Senior Slammer's a pretty smart animal.
He sure is. Yeah, no, I was hoping he sort of run second. He just ran his honest race. He always has a go, and he tries that hard, that dog, and yeah, he never disappoints us really.
All right, the team's going well.
Yeah, we've had a good start to the year. Yeah, they're all racing real consistent, and yeah, we're getting a fair few winners, so that's the name of it.
Have you got any that you might be taking across the water soon?
No, not off the top of my head, because we would have been taking probably Despicable Todd, but he unfortunately broke a leg at Launceston.
Yeah.
And not quite at the moment. I haven't really got nothing good enough, I don't think.
All right, mate, we will just keep on plodding along, but certainly. From Times Run, I've got you, that bitch, that's owned by yourself and Lynn, which is good.
Yeah, no, we bought her when she was 3 months old. Yeah, okay. So same as I've got Class, the other one, we brought in the same time. Yeah.
Whereabouts did you get them?
Well, actually, I've got you off Julie Bannon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like she bred her, and she had a couple for sale, and so we bought one, and that was more or less just to be a partner for... I've got Class, because we brought him in Melbourne. He came over and you needed 2 dogs about the same age just to rear them together.
Yep.
So, yeah, so it's been pretty good, actually, to get both of them, and we didn't pay a lot of money, and we're going to have some fun with them, I reckon.
Okay, well, all the best, Brendan, and well done getting your double.
Thanks very much.